Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode.
Working from home and communicating mainly with tiny humans all day can be both exhausting and isolating. That's why I believe moms, especially mom entrepreneurs, need to find a community so you can fill your cup and be in the company of others who understand exactly what you're going through. In today's episode, we're talking about the importance of community as a mom entrepreneur, so let's dive in.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Hey, mama, welcome back to another episode of Moms Make Money. I'm so happy that you're here. If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And if you have been an avid listener for a while, then thank you so much for sticking with me. It really does mean the world to me. We're coming up on a year here in August, and it's just been so fun connecting with other moms. So thanks for joining me, whether you're new or you've been here for a while. So I'm actually really excited for today's topic because I really did not realize the importance of community until I became a mom in 2020. But before we dive into the episode, I really am excited to announce that I will be offering free monthly networking opportunities for moms in business starting next month, so April. So if you want to connect with other moms in business, make sure to go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking. And once you sign up, you'll get notified on when the networking events are each month. And I can't wait to have you there. So make sure if you're even the slightest bit interested to sign up, because that is where I'll be dropping all the information on what's happening, when it's happening, etc. But okay, now that I got that out of the way, let's jump into the episode. So I wanted to quickly touch on my journey to seeking community, and then I'll kind of get into the more tangible tips and tricks part of the episode where I share why I think community is so important, especially for mom entrepreneurs. So I started my business back in 2016. This is when I still had a full-time job. I was planning my wedding, and I was also in grad school. And at that time, since I had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life and was, you know, seeing people at work on a daily basis, I really didn't feel like I was lacking community. My husband and I, or I guess my fiance, we were always doing stuff on the weekends. I was always connected to people. And obviously at work, I was connected to people. So I didn't feel isolated by any means. But then in 2017, I went all in on my business. From 2017 to 2019, I was just plugging along. Obviously, you know, I made some biz friends in the online space, but nothing too crazy. I went to a couple events here and there. But really, when my need for community really kicked in was 2020. So that, obviously, as we know, was when the world completely changed. And I was also navigating my first pregnancy and then in the midst of the pandemic, which was on another level. I've talked to people who've had babies before and after and during, and having your kid during the pandemic is just nuts. It was just crazy. There's so many unknowns. So that was just an experience in itself. But personally, I've always been an introvert who had a relatively small circle of friends. I was never the person that had like 50 friends. It was always like me and a couple others. And that's how I liked it. And within my friend group, I was actually one of the first people to have a child. And like I said, I got pregnant right before the pandemic. And then I had my son in June of 2020. So really in the height of the pandemic. So needless to say, it was pretty much just me, my husband, and our baby for the first year of his life. Sure, we would see our parents every so often, but we really weren't able to socialize the way we would have if it wasn't for the pandemic. So on top of already being like a work from home mom, which is already pretty isolating in itself, or just being an entrepreneur in general, where you're primarily working from home, I also wasn't able to tap into the local community either, so feelings of isolation really did start to creep in that year. So with us kind of primarily being stuck at home, I started to seek community online more so than ever before because, like I said, we're all stuck at home for the majority of the year, so I needed to find a way to connect with people that wasn't in person. And now, fast forward 4 years later, both online and offline communities are really important for me. And, you know, I've really tapped into the online communities over the past couple of years, but I have plans to create some in-person opportunities for mom entrepreneurs in my local area very soon. So if you are local to the Houston area, stay tuned because I do have some things in the works that I definitely will be sharing with you guys later. So definitely stay tuned if you are local to Houston because I would love to have you. But yeah, so now that I've briefly shared my story about kind of my journey to finding community in the past couple of years as a new mom, let's talk about why community is so important for mom entrepreneurs. So the first one, you probably would have guessed this, but support and encouragement. So being a mom entrepreneur can be really isolating at times. So having a supportive community provides that encouragement, understanding, and empathy, especially during challenging times, because, you know, it can be really easy to want to throw in the towel, but if you have like a sounding board of other people who've been in your shoes, it can make it so much easier because everyone can kind of lift each other back up during those hard times. And it really does offer a safe space to share your struggles, you celebrate your wins, and just exchange advice because, you know, there's likely someone in your group that has navigated that particular thing before. And if not, they can still provide advice. The next one is networking opportunities. So one of my favorite things recently has been networking and building these connections within a community opens doors to collaboration, which big fan of, partnerships and potential clients, which obviously we love new clients. So that is another great one. But networking with other mom entrepreneurs allows for knowledge sharing, skill development, and access to a variety of valuable resources. So networking is huge. Next up, we have accountability. So accountability is something that I think can be really hard as a mom entrepreneur. We do have much more limited time than people who do not have children, but it's still doable to be a mom entrepreneur and get everything you need to get done in limited time. So my community can really help mom entrepreneurs stay accountable to their goals and their commitments by sharing their progress and their milestone with their fellow mompreneurs. They can receive feedback, continue to stay focused, and maintain momentum to keep their business moving forward. So next one we have is learning and growth. So being part of a community provides opportunities for continuous learning and personal growth. A lot of the time when you're in a community, there's like some opportunities for people hosting workshops and other events to help you expand your skills, stay updated on industry trends, and gain new perspectives. So I think that's a great part of the community. Even if there's not like those types of events, you're still learning from your fellow community members. Next one is emotional well-being. So juggling the demands of motherhood and entrepreneurship is definitely overwhelming at times, but having a supportive community offers that emotional support, validation, and sense of belonging, which in turn reduces stress and promotes an overall like healthy well-being, because I think we all need to be regulated. We are much better moms when we have that, and when we are feeling good, we're able to be better business owners and moms as well. So having a really solid emotional well-being is really important. And the final one is empowerment. So being surrounded by like-minded individuals who understand the unique challenges of balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship can really empower mom entrepreneurs to pursue their dreams with confidence. They can draw inspiration from other success stories and feel empowered to overcome obstacles along their journey, which I think is really important because it can be really easy to want to throw in the towel. But when you see other people who are crushing it day in and day out, it inspires us to continue pushing forward and making our businesses work in this season of life, especially if you have like really little children that can't really do much for themselves. That's the boat that I'm in currently, but I know each season as my kids get older, gets challenging in different ways, but also easier as well. So to summarize this, Community really provides mom entrepreneurs with support, networking opportunities, accountability, learning, emotional well-being, and empowerment that they need to thrive personally and professionally. I think it's all about having that nice balance between personal and professional life as a person in general, but especially as a mom. So I would love to know, how are you prioritizing community in this season of life, whether you have really little ones or your kids are a little bit older? Let me know over on Instagram. You can find me at jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. I'd absolutely love to chat with you over there. And also, don't forget to sign up for reminders about our monthly networking events by going to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking, because I would love to have you inside and build a really powerful community of amazing moms in business. But yes, I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.